Maseches Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah begins discussing halachas about the daughter of Gerim, continuing from the fact that we mentioned halachas of Gerim in the previous Mishnah. And then afterwards, we get back to listing cases of someone who's maybe Ve'enei Kaira, who brings Bikurim, but does not say the psukim of thanks for the land and the fruit. So that we'll return to that discussion halfway through this Mishnah and the following Mishnah. Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Isha Baz Gerim, a woman who's the daughter of Gerim, Loi Tinasi Lukuna, should not marry into Kahuna, she should not marry Kayan, Achite Imam Yisrael, until she has a mother, but it's not limited to mother, it's mother or father, she needs to have a parent that is Jewish, to have somewhat of a unbroken Jewish lineage from one of her parents in order to marry into a Kayan. Otherwise, she shouldn't be marrying a Kayan. This is learned from a pasuk in Yechezkel, Mizera Beis Yisrael Yichu Lahem Nashim, that the Kayanim should specifically take from someone that has lineage in Klal Yisrael. And this is Lechachila, they shouldn't get married. But the Yaved, the Rav says that the marriage is binding. The Mishnah continues, Echad Gerim ve'echad Avadim Mishukharim, whether it's Gerim or it's referring to freed slaves. These are Avadim Kananim. They were originally non-Jews that became slaves, and then they became freed, and they undergo a conversion in the process. So they have the same status as Gerim. These two, Gerim, or the freed slaves, Afilo Adasar Deris, even if there's 10 generations, children that came from parents that were Gerim or Avadim Mishukharim, and then children of those children, and so on and so forth, as long as their parents are all categorized as Gerim, it transfers through their lineage, they're still forbidden to marry a Kayin. The daughters are forbidden to marry a Kayin, Achite Iman Miyasural, until they have a mother or a father that is fully Jewish, that has lineage, Jewish, unbroken Jewish lineage, only then will it allow them to marry into Yisrael. The Mishnah now goes back to cases of someone who's maybe being a Kaira. Ha'apotrepos, a guardian, someone who's appointed a guardian over a Yasim, orphan, after his father passed away. He's taking care of the orphans, the young children, their property, and he's bringing the orphans Bikurim. So he's maybe being a Kaira. Vashaliach, a messenger who was appointed by the landowner to bring the Bikurim, the Eved, and this is a freed slave that's bringing Bikurim from his own land, the Isha, a woman, the Tumtum Andragonus. Tumtum is someone who it's unclear if he's male or female because there's skin covering over, or Andragonus that has both male and female features. Mevian Vlaikarian, this whole list of people, they bring Bikurim, but they do not say the psukim because she'ina michelam leimar asher nesata li Hashem. They can't say the line that says asher nesata li Hashem, that Hashem gave to me, because these people were not part of the general people that were given a portion in Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael was divided, it was given to the males and not to the freed slaves, which are like converts. It was given to males that had lineage in Klal Yisrael and not the rest of the people in this list. And the messengers and the apotropos, the guardians, they can't say Asher Nesata Li, that it was given to me, because it's not their land. They're just working on behalf of someone else. Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah lists other cases, three more cases that a person's maybe in a kara. Hakayna Shnei Ilanis B'teich Shal Chaveri, someone who purchases two trees from his friend, and he didn't specify if he's purchasing the ground or just the trees. And in order to be obligated in Bikurim, he needs to own the land. And it's questionable in this case. The Tanakhama holds it's a suffix. It's uncertain whether or not included in the sale was the land or just the trees. So in this case, according to the Tanakhama, he's maybe Veina Kaira. He brings Bikurim on the possibility that maybe land was sold to him. But Veina Kaira, he doesn't say the psukim that say, Ha'aretz Asher Nesatali, the land that you gave me, because it's possibly not his land. Maybe the land was not included in the sale, only the trees. Rav Meir disagrees. He says maybe Bikura, he brings Bikurim and he says the Psukim, because Rav Meir holds that in this case it's certain that the land was sold along with the trees. This is with two trees. If it were three trees were purchased, then the Tanakhama would agree that land is certainly included in the sale. That's the first case. Second case, Yava Shamaya. If the spring dried up, that's providing water for the tree, so it's no longer going to be able to produce fruit. Or Nixasa Ilan, the tree was cut down and it's no longer producing. And there are some fruit on the tree after the spring dried up, or it's cut down, but it's no longer going to produce any more fruit this season. So those fruit that he picks after the fruit, the tree lost its ability to produce more fruit. So in this case, the Tanakhama holds maybe Vinakari. He brings Bikurim, but he does not say the Psukim, because it's considered that the land was lost once the tree is no longer fruit-bearing. And he can't say the land that you have given me. Rabbi Yehuda says maybe Vinakari. He disagrees and says you can not only bring the Bikurim, but you have to also say the Psukim, because even though the tree is lost, it's no longer producing fruit, but the land underneath it is still land, and that suffices for being able to say the land that you've given me, even though the tree is no longer fruit-producing. And the third case, Me'atzeres v'arachag maybe v'ker. From Shavuos time until Sukkos time, one brings Bikurim, and he says the Psukim. However, Me'achag v'ad Chanukah maybe v'iniker. From Sukkos time until Chanukah, he brings Bikurim, but v'inikeri, he does not say the Psukim. And this is because the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chol atayv, you shall rejoice with all the goodness that Hashem gave you in the Bikurim. And the Tanakhama holds that in order to be able to say the Psukim, it has to be at the time of rejoicing, which is from Shavuos to Sukkos, when the harvest begins, until he brings it all into his house. And that's the time of rejoicing. That's when he would say the Psukim. But after that, it's no longer the time of Simcha. So then he doesn't say the Psukim anymore. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir disagrees, and he says maybe Bekeri, he can even say the Psukim even between Sukkos and Chanukah, and it's not limited to the time of Simcha when he's harvesting and bringing it in. Even afterwards, he can still be Kairi, be maybe Vikairi, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir.